in the house, you might sweep down a what? A place where...
You have to do what?
When you hadn't swept up in the house in the corner for a while, there'll be a...
Oh, well, it would be a dirt dove, a nest, or a spider with some webs in that.
Yeah.
Well, we got to clean that every so often.
Uh-huh. Now, over in Georgia, we get this kind of a thing that builds big paper nests. You see, about the size of a football?
Yeah.
Do y'all get them here?
No.
Hornets?
I don't know. We never use. What is it made out of?
Well, it's a big thing. You know, it looks about the size of a football.
Yeah, but it's, is it wire or cloth?
It's paper. Paper.
Oh, paper.
Yeah, kind of like a wasp nest.
Yeah, well, I've never seen any out here. Maybe they've got them that we don't know.
Yeah. About the animals here, have you got that kind of bird that can see at night, you know?
I don't think so.
They call it a chouette in French.
Oh, we got them, yeah. Screech owl.
Uh-huh.
And we got the horn owl that they see at night.
Uh-huh. The horn owl is
it's more like a big chicken hawk, but he's bigger than a chicken hawk, and he's got right over his ears, he's got two little horn sticks up there about this high.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed a lot of those things that come out at night here, and they flash their lights on and off. That's those little bugs.
Oh yeah, lightning bugs.
What about that kind of bird that is always pecking on?
That's a woodpecker. Well, the woodpecker or woodchuck. Some people call it a woodchuck. Pigmaw.
Pigmaw
is a woodchuck, you see.
Do you have any different kinds of them, Mr.?
No, the female and the male is a difference. The male is got a red spot on his head. The female is solid gray. But they're pretty scarce. You used to have plenty of them here. Them darn thing, when I found it out, they picked a hole clean through my walls of my house on the gable end at the end. I had to tear part of it off and rebuild it.
The big ones that get about the size of a half-grown chicken, you ever see them?
Yeah, there's two sizes. But that big size, they went out long ago. Why, we don't know if people killed them or not.
What kind of animals used to come maybe and raid your chicken house?
Oh, that was minks, man. And possums.
Okay. Little things?
Well, a possum is quite a bit bigger than a mink. You never have seen a mink? Huh?
Yeah, well, no, I have. And they got a good skin on them, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
The mink will bite a hole in and suck all the blood out of
him. Yeah, right. He's a little brown, swiftly sucker, short-legged. Man, but them things are active. Lord, they mean, man.
Now, you'd say any name that takes care of all those things that bother you, you'd say?
Yeah, you take there's the possum. It's more so dangerous than a mink, because he'll get in the hen nest at night and get them, or he'll get them in daytime.
A name you would use for all those things that bother you and eat your animals, you say, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and kill all them.
Them animals, them minks and
varmints.
Varmints. Right.
Okay. Could a varmint be a big thing too? Like y'all wouldn't have foxes here, would you?
No, we've got.
Would a varmint eat your garden?
No, we got what they call the coyotes out here, a few.
Uh huh.
They're the size of a good big dog, you know.